But is it okay to flirt?
Well, why don't we go to the experts? Clinical psychologist Joe Lamble. Four books out. The brand new one is The New Teenage by Joe Lamble. But what about this? She's also the author of The Partner Test. How well are the two of you suited?
Ooh.
The perfect person to ask. Good morning to you, Joe Lamble.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Joe, you must deal with this all the time where you've got people come to you and they're in relationships and they don't trust their partner. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yes, every day. And that's the case. If either partner is not okay with lying or flirting, there are going to be major problems and they might end up in an office like mine.
So do you get people who have maybe met someone's broken that trust and they come to you to try and repair that to see if they can move on? Is it irreparable once that's gone?
No. Trust can be rebuilt. It takes a lot of time. No, I've seen lots of couples, you know, be able to get through an affair and cheating. But again, it's a process where that trust slowly builds up. Remember, if we're talking about, if you're doing the wrong thing by your partner, you're going to lie about it. But I always say lying's not a separate crime because it's the cheating that's going to do the damage in the relationship,
yes.
Not lying about it. Because often people say, look, they look me straight in the eye and they said, I was not having an affair. Well, yeah, because they know how you're going to react, yeah.
That's really interesting, actually. It's not the lying, it's the crime itself.
That's right.
It's good to know that you do believe that leopards can change their spots because that's what is often said that, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater. So once a cheater, not always a cheater.
Well, it depends. There's so many different types of, you know, cheating. Everything is on a continuum, you know.
If I was going to go for one, what's the best one?
The best one is just the hideous, you know, too much to drink, fell into someone's arms and, oh, my gosh, beautiful. I can't believe I did that last night. And I confessed straight away and I came home and I can't believe what I've done.
So if you're going to do it, do that. Is that what we're saying?
It's not a how-to, boys. Jesus.
So I haven't had a drink for 30 years. So if I get back on the grog today and then something happens tonight.
No, but see, again, not the crime. The problem will be that you got back on the grog, you know. So that's the same thing. If it's lying about it.
So, Joe, where's the line on flirting, for example? And we've had callers ring in and 77% of our people say flirting's not okay. Do you think flirting's okay in a relationship?
Again, it's a problem if it's a problem. So if your partner does not handle it, then that's a problem. But remember, if you're with someone and you probably can tell whether they're a flirter or not and how long along that continuum, make sure you can handle it because they're probably not going to change. And if you're the flirt, then just look and see, is your partner handling this? And if this relationship is important to you, then do something about it. And also be aware of the signals you're sending out. So many flirts don't realise that they're sending out these signals to people who might be basing their decisions on what you're doing. So they might be questioning their own relationship because they think you're just flirting with them.
So that's
really scary.
That's a really good point because often if you're flirting, it's because you're making yourself open to those advances in some way, shape or form that you're acting, you're giving someone the go-ahead.
You might not even realise. And that person then thinks, you're right. Good news, I've broke it off my relationship because I know there was a real chemistry between us. And the flirt goes, what, when? What are you talking about?
Oh, God, that's awful.
Can I just ask you this? Should you behave like your partner is watching you the whole time?
That is so good, Hughesy. That's what I always say to people. You shouldn't ever snoop through your partner's phone or computer or whatever. But they should be able to see any texts and not feel uncomfortable about it. They should be able to walk into a room while you're on the phone with someone and feel okay. They should be able to join a crowd where you're sitting chatting to people and feel okay. And if you follow that rule, then generally speaking, there won't be.
But not in showbiz.
And today's a new day.
Are you getting back on it?
No, today we can always. Every day's a chance to improve yourself, isn't it, Joe?
It certainly
You're
is.
Great,
Change
Joe.
Those spots, Leopard.
Change those spots, Joe Lamble.